and with them by their generations after the house of their fathers, were bands of soldiers for war, 36,000 men, for they had many wives and sons. All did these the sons of Jediel, by the heads of their fathers, mighty men of valor, were 17,200 soldiers, fit to go out for war and battle. But the soldiers of the army which Amaziah sent back, that they should not go with him to battle, fell upon the cities of Judah from Samaria even unto Beth-horon, and smote 3,000 of them, and took much spoil. For I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way, because we had spoken unto the king, saying, The hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all them that forsake him. And Heshbon shall cry, and Eleali, their voice shall be heard even unto Jahaz. Therefore the armed soldiers of Moab shall cry out, His life shall be grievous unto him. For is he having soldiers under me? And I say to this man, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall, and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And when they were assembled with the elders, and had taken counsel, they gave large money unto the soldiers, saying, And the soldiers led him away into the hall called Praetorium. And they called together the whole band. And the soldiers likewise demanded of him, saying, And what shall we do? And he said unto them, Do violence to no man, and neither accuse any falsely, and be content with your wages. For I also am a man set under authority, having under me soldiers. And I say unto one, Go, and he goeth, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar. And the soldiers platted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe. And then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. They said therefore among themselves, Let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be. That the scripture might be fulfilled which saith, They parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things therefore the soldiers did. Then came the soldiers, and brake the legs of the first, and of the other which was crucified with him. But one of the soldiers with a spear pierced his side, and forthwith came there out blood and water. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison, and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. Now as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers what was become of Peter, who immediately took soldiers and centurions, and ran down unto them, and when they saw the chief captain and the soldiers, they left beating of Paul. And when he came upon the stairs, so it was, that he was borne of the soldiers for the violence of the people. And when there arose a great dissension, the chief captain, fearing lest Paul should have been pulled in pieces of them, commanded the soldiers to go down, and to take him by force from among them, and to bring him into the castle. And he called unto him two centurions, saying, Make ready 200 soldiers to go to Caesarea, and horsemen 70, and spearmen 200, at the third hour of the night. And then the soldiers, as it was commanded them, took Paul, and brought him by night to Antipatris. Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, Except these abide in the ship, ye cannot be saved. Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let her fall off. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape.